Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily. Another one of these bad boys then, another podcast of smaller news stories that we managed to find in some of the smaller newspapers. I mean, that's not been harsh. Tabloids take up less space than other ones, don't they? Just measurements. Get the old ruler out. And what else is there? Oh yeah, so we... It's been a little while since I've had any other clips to do. Don't worry, I've got some newspaper review stuff happening. And I'll try and be funny at least once in it so that I can leave a clip in the podcast. But then again, no promises. And stand-up dates. I really should start plugging stand-up dates. And I've remembered that this weekend, when next weekend I have no gigs. So remind me next week, will you? And I'll tell you about the fact that I think I'm in Bethnal Green soon. That's always nice. What else have I got coming up? I got something in Norfolk. I don't know. Okay, I'll give you more details than that when it gets nearer the time. But meanwhile, we did a radio show and it came out sounding like this. Topic-wise on the show, loads to get through. We're all going to be eating in ants in the future, apparently. Which, I don't know if that's because of portions. If everyone's on Wegovy, that'll be the portion size that we can handle. Kind of, oh, just two ants? Do you know what, I'll just have a leg, that kind of thing. Beers in the news. Something about... getting a second job. I think that's a news story. Either that or the boss here is really dropping a big hint. Should I take it? They're not even nodding through the glass. So David Jason's in the news and something about Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye. Because every so often when we do stuff that's Marvel-based, people on the internet pay attention to this podcast, so we'll put their names in it. Lovely. Plus, we talk about space quite a lot. This is the opposite. This is bad news. It's not the opposite of space. What's the opposite of space? Like a really full thing. No, the chances of finding life on Mars have actually shrunk as research has pushed the presence of water further into the past. Oh, so there might have been life on Mars because of the water. But it's all dry. And you need water for life, don't you? Which is probably good because every film that's had Martians in it, they've kicked our bottoms. So... I'm glad that even if they exist, they're really thirsty. I think we're about to win that fight. Just like whole... It's the opposite of Signs. You remember that film? That M. Night Shyamalan film? Where the daughter leaves glasses of water everywhere and the aliens are killed by water, which makes no chemical sense. Plus, there's humidity. Do you know what I mean? They would have been pretty peaky just by the fact there was a chance of a rainy day, but... Maybe I shouldn't overanalyze it because everything else in M. Night Shyamalan films makes sense. Yeah, right. I love these stories. You get them every so often in the news saying that we're going to be eating insects, which I always think it's going to make the TV show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here pointless. Like, oh, look, here's a celebrity doing what we all do at lunch. But apparently eating ants is nutritious, delicious and environmentally friendly, say scientists, although the ants aren't in favour, I imagine. Edible insects are a tasty alternative to traditional protein. I love it that you get people online who are like conspiracy types. The people who think that 15-minute cities means that you're not allowed to go beyond 15 minutes. No, the idea is everything's near enough to you that you'd only need to travel 15 minutes and you can go further if needed. But... people in right-wing media have made it seem like you won't be allowed out of your house. And they're doing the same, saying they're trying to force us to eat insects. No, it's just a way of making cheaper food. You'll still be able to do other stuff. I get the feeling that if you eat bread, you already eat a lot of insects. Because there's no way they go through with a fine-tooth comb and get rid of all the ants. Do you know what I mean? So you might be thinking you're having carbs, but cheer up, you're getting protein. There's a story which I love, half of it. Here it is. Britain is set to deploy robot bin men to clean up space junk orbiting Earth. A tech firm called Astroscale is going to send robots into space and get rid of all the junk up there. Forget space. Robot bin men. Is this not... I can't believe we hadn't thought of it before with AI being available and robots getting better. Robot bin men. Because they might be quieter. No offence, but we get ours on a Friday morning, and if I've had a heavy Thursday night, they... Whoa, dear me. The irony being, the heavier a night you have, the more bottles you have out there to be clattered. Whereas robots... robot bin men. It's the future. I think they'd do a better job of it, and you wouldn't have to give a gift at Christmas. I think we're onto something here. Although, obviously, eventually when Terminator uprises, the first thing we'll notice is that the streets are a mess. Although, how would we notice... Beer. A beer war has exploded over a brewery's plans to flog fake real ale. Let me stop you there. How can you have fake real? Do you mean ale? Because it's real or it's not. It's ale, but fake real is an anathema. The Carlsberg Marston's Brewing Company is to serve fresh ale keg beers through hand pumps. Makers of such top ales as Hobgoblin and Wainwright claim that it helps mimic the flavour, body and theatre of a real ale. But so basically, you've got a pump, but there's a fake handle on it. I am not enough of a beer connoisseur to care. To be fair, if when I'm in the right mood, if I just sat in the pub and you got a hose pipe out and filled my glass, I'd say, for the first pint, you might care. By the second one, yeah. By the time you hit that fifth, I don't even notice if they're filling it up with beer. In entertainment news, Sir David Jason avoids going out because he's always mobbed by fans. Recently, though, we did say that he was charging fans to meet him, and it's something like £350. I think he's staying in because he's trying to up the price, supply and demand. If there's a chance you can meet him for free, why would you pay £350? But if the only chance you get to meet him is if you pay for it. As we said before, at £350, I'd want him to fall through a bar in front of me. I want to get my money's worth. Do you know what I mean? I like this story, though, because he says he doesn't go out because he's always mobbed by fans. And I'm exactly the same, apart from the second half of that sentence. Quick hit on this news story. Joggers get run rage, apparently, instead of road rage, or depending if you run on the road, because it's repetitive and boring. Experts say that rather than being calming, running can make people more aggressive. Which is terrifying, isn't it? Because if they get aggressive, they can track you down. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. It turns out you can't even run from these people because they're good at it. Oh dear. The future is here, not just because of electric cars, although kind of. I always say this, when we were growing up, we presumed cars and the future would be electric, and then someone said they're eco-friendly, and now people hate them. It's weird, isn't it? The Jetsons. There's no way Jetsons had petrol engines, but still, we think, yeah. Although I was reading some stuff about hybrids, like the most efficient car in terms of miles per gallon is the one I've just got rid of. So I'm stupid. But the first piloted flying taxi could take to the UK skies in 2 years. The Department for Transport has released its Future of Flight Action Plan, and it proposes pilotless taxis by 2030. I'm not sure I'm ready for this. Pilotless flying taxis. I'm 6 foot two. I'm worried. It's all right if you're shorter than me. You're going to be absolutely fine. I'm going to get chinned by a taxi. I'm looking forward to the taxi rank issues. Because that's you're still going to have to deal with that, aren't you? Well, you've been out drinking. You've not got a coat. You stood there freezing in a queue for a flying taxi to turn up. And it's just some sort of robot deal. No, I'm not sure about that. To be honest, people who, like the nerdy people who don't go out much, they'll be the one who they're good at using the internet. Good at hacking. That'll be the only way to get a taxi in the future. When we first launched this show, we found a survey that said this is the time of the day, worst time of the day, because you need to nap. You need to rest. More on that story arrives now, actually. Experts are saying that working too hard could kill you. Oh, I should be all right then. No, two hours in the afternoon. I reckon I could cope. And we're better off putting our feet up. Doctors and Workaholics Anonymous groups are seeing an epidemic of burnout cases among workers, including a woman who's losing her sight from too much graft. Is that what they call it these days? I seem to remember when I was growing up, they said something will make you go blind. We didn't call it grafting. But self-confessed workaholic 57-year-old Marion, who didn't want to give a real name, was a bit late now, isn't it, said, soon, oh, well, well, I'm not going to go into the details of what she says, but there's another workaholic who fainted at work during a meeting. Is that being a workaholic, or is that just that meetings are so boring? When I worked at the BBC, and this bit's not even a joke, I got an email about a meeting. I went in there, and we were literally having a meeting to decide when we should book meeting slots for. On a regular basis, we had a meeting about meetings. And then you wonder why the license fee goes absolutely nowhere. All broadcasters, but definitely me, love a story where you get to just say the word woke and don't really mean it and go, oh, it's disgraceful these days. What? Political correctness gone mad. But this one genuinely makes me titter. The bosses at Scottish Widows, you know, the investment place, and you know, the adverts where the lady, she looks, you know, she's a bit, She's a bit tasty, isn't she? You don't think about that when you think about widows. She'll marry again because she's beautiful. Yes, she's wearing that long black outfit. She is beautiful, so of course she'll marry again. Plus, she's loaded. Because he invested well. Imagine the amount of life insurance, or whatever it is, that her husband had. She's Scottish Widows, for crying out loud. So, bosses at Scottish Widows have encouraged the staff not to use the word widow. Lloyds, which owns the insurance firm, says it's new inclusive language that you shouldn't use that because it might upset women with dead husbands. Do you think the more upsetting thing would be the dead husband? But so how do you even do that? You work for Scottish Widows. You're in the call centre. Hello, Scottish. It's the stupidest thing I've ever read, and I read tabloids for a living, for crying out loud. I get the feeling it won't be long until they find some reason to think that calling it Scottish isn't very inclusive. Through a United Kingdom, and there's only 5 million Scottish people, are you sure you should be using the S word? We could have them just having mute people on the phone by the end of a phone call, can we? You know I love watching all the Marvel films and all that stuff. I know technically Madam Web wasn't a Marvel's one, it was a Sony one because the rights issue. Oh man, you should watch that film, it's so bad. Oh! However, Jeremy Renner, who plays Hawkeye, I even love the spin-off series, says he felt like he was dating Robert Downey Jr. as the pair FaceTimed constantly during his stint in ICU. So you know that Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye, it was during bad weather, wasn't it? He was hit by like a snowplow or something. And then he was run over by his own snowplow, which is very unfortunate. He then spent weeks in hospital. He broke more than 30 bones. Oof. But then during that time, Robert Downey Jr., who played Iron Man, would call him all the time. That is really nice. I'm not that much of a good co-worker. If we worked together and you had that accident, I'd send grapes. Not that you'd be able to do anything with it, but to FaceTime. But then you realise this is Robert Downey Jr. who played Iron Man. Most of his acting was just a camera up to the face. So he'd be really good at FaceTime. Do you know what I mean? He'd be doing it to professional levels. I love the idea that he says he felt like he was dating him, though, because most women would read that and be like, oh, darn it, I'd love to have a crack at that. I did want to mention a funny email I got. You know, I've been giving blood recently, like every 12 weeks or however often it is that you can do it. I got a text message saying my latest donation, which was 2 weeks ago, has been used in some London hospital. Then I got an email saying, do you know, you could also donate a kidney. Talk about upselling. So I don't mind giving blood because that very much grows back. And this is not even an email saying you give a bit of liver because livers grow back. They want one of my kidneys now? This is the thing where you can't even say, what do you want, blood? And it not be like a hyperbolic statement. No, they've got blood. They're happy with blood. They definitely do not want the shirt off my back. I'd offer that. They want a kidney at me. So anyway, I mean, more on that story later, but I'm probably going to say no. The only way you're going to get my kidney is to do one of those get me drunk in a European country and I'll wake up in a bath. And I don't really travel or drink, so good luck. Right, podcast nearly done. The only story we didn't cover was a record number of Brits are looking for a second job, seeking to work more hours or find a new employer. That's quite impressive because I'm always trying to find ways to do less of a job, as you could probably tell by the fact that I do a two-hour radio show in a shed. So anyway, at least other people are working hard. That will up productivity, and I will somehow benefit from that. Podcasts, you obviously noticed this is one. You can subscribe to these. Wherever you found this, get yourself subscribed. We're on Spotify these days, I know, like an artist and everything. What else? Emails to me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. Ko-fi.com/Mr. Stephen Allen. It's K-O-F-I if you want to donate like 3 pence. Or send me a kidney, because I know someone who wants one. And you can also track me down on social media, at Mr. Stephen Allen. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost, daily.